want to express my appreciation of the reception I've had in America and the welcome I've received here tonight. When I landed at Le Bourget a few weeks ago, I landed with the expectancy and the hope of being able to see Europe. It was the first time I'd ever been abroad. I'd seen a number of very interesting things as I flew over southern England, the south coast of Ireland, and France. I'd only been gone from America for 2 days, a little less. And I wasn't in any hurry to get back. But by the time I'd been in France a week, in Belgium a day, and in England 2 or 3 days, by that time I had opened several cables from America. And I had talked to 3 ambassadors and their attachés. And I found that it didn't make much difference whether I wanted to stay over there or not. And I was informed that while it wasn't an order to come back home, that there'd be a battleship waiting for me next week. As the ambassador said, it wasn't an order, it was just advice. So on the 4th of June, I set sail on the Memphis from Cherbourg. This morning, as we were sailing up the Potomac, I wasn't very sorry that I'd listened to those ambassadors. However, in the short time I spent in the 3 countries of Europe that I visited, there are several things in connection with aviation in particular that have brought to my attention in comparison to the aeronautical activities we have here in the States.